why don't you go and fuck yourself? And he said, well, you know, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
This is all at a spa weekend.
Yeah.
It's unusual, isn't it?
I know, I mean, I don't think they should have let people like that in, to be honest.
No, you'd think they'd be a bit more strict on their policy of who they let in and who they don't.
I know, and they had the hoods on and everything.
Hang on a minute, I've just got to adjust my tits a bit.
Oh yeah, they were, one's much further down than the other one.
Hang on.
Do you need some bigger hands?
No, thanks. That's all right. Okay. That's all right. So we've probably got on with doing our podcast this day, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So, hang on. We've only just gone and been recording that.
How long for?
41 seconds.
Carry on.
Well, ironically, that's exactly what happened yesterday morning on GMTV to the Anglia TV newsreader Emma Baker. She was on for 3 minutes, three whole minutes, because they moved the regional news forward, just going, na-na-na. So have you been flirting with that woman again? Are you going to phone your wife? Talking to one of her colleagues about an affair he was having. She's fiddling with her shirt. Pulling her bra up, and you can see her tummy on the telly. And then she was calling someone Mrs. Shameless and things like that, chatting to her colleagues. And then suddenly, after 3 minutes, someone went, shit, we're on 3 minutes, mind.
3 minutes?
That was only 30 seconds. That's we were unaware of what was going on. 3 minutes, they suddenly went, oh, you got to do the news. And then she had to read the news. Apparently, she did it, and it was very commendable that she actually even managed to speak at all after realising she'd practically revealed all of the life of her colleagues and her own stomach on the telly. So there we go, that's the news.
She looks very much like
Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
She does, and it's a very Bridget Jones thing to do. So well done, Emma Baker. Good Bridget Jones work.
Yes. Now then, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, thanks for that. Cup of tea. We've been off air for a long time. What have you been doing?
Well, I'd like to say I've been having some cheesy pasta, but I haven't.
No.
Not since the whole colonic situation.
No.
We both went for colonic. We both enjoyed the experience.
I would have to say, I found it an interesting experience.
You said you found it relaxing.
I did find it relaxing. It wasn't painful
in
any way. But I have to say, I was expecting the after effects to be amazing. And I have to say, really, not very many at all, if any.
Mm.
I was expecting to be at least a stone lighter.
Right.
I was expecting to have sort of a clear complexion.
Mm-hmm.
All that sort of thing.
You've got a clear complexion anyway. And it's not like you eat lard.
No, well, that's it. I mean, maybe if I went again, I'd certainly eat a curry every day for the 2 weeks beforehand just to see what happened. Make it more exciting for my hydrotherapist.
The bloke from Boyzone that did it on the telly,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty desperate thing to do, he had been on a drinking binge and drinking loads and loads of Guinness. And that
so
made
you're
it,
black and green,
it made it incredibly painful for him. So maybe do that.
Yeah, I might. Well, there's a lot been happening since we've been away. I should just do today's news, though. I don't know if we've got time to cover everything, but a few things will come up.
Yeah.
Bird flu has appeared in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't gone away like what we thought it had.
Oh, they still stopped
it. It has gone away, though. Stephen Wright, the serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard a peep out of him, not since he got caught.
And Steve Wright's still going strong, though.
Steve Wright in the afternoon. Yeah.
Drive time. Not drive time.
Not drive time, that's Chris Evans.
There's
been trials started for the people who attempted to blow up London.
Using a chupatti and a nail.
A chupatti and a nail is what they were mainly using, and then farting in it to see what happened.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I haven't actually bothered to read any of the reports.
Nah,
but
boring.
One of them turned his rucksack so it faced a woman with a pushchair. So if it wasn't bad enough that he was trying to blow up a bus, he's trying to blow up a bus in front of a child. Outrageous. Today is the 300th anniversary since the union between England and Scotland. So ironically, we're discussing disuniting with them because we're sick of them. A new £2 coin has been launched as a commemorative thing. You know, it's got a bit of a thistle and a bit of a gate, which apparently is the symbol of England. You can get a gold version. Guess how much that costs? Bear in mind, it's a £2 coin.
£2?
No, £395. Ooh. It's made of gold.
This could be... I think we should get rid of them.
Get rid of the Scots.
I think we should...
Especially Corin.
let them, yeah, especially Curry, let them just get on with it. Because do you remember a while ago we were talking about there was a story of how humans are going to split off into two genetic
different the Trogs and the Buttes.
Yeah, and I think most of the Trogs are in Scotland. And
certainly their diet's quite...
Well, it's disgusting, isn't it? Yeah, all they eat is
chips,
haggis, cheese, and batter.
Everything orange.
Yeah. So, let them... No wonder they're all ginger. Let them just get on with it. Let them get on with it. We can, you know... Because at the moment, we're funding them.
Where does that leave Gordon Brown and, indeed, David Cameron? And, indeed, Tony Blair? Are they all Scottish?
Are they? Well, Gordon Brown's the only one with the accent, so he could go and be the King of Scotland. We'll keep Cameron and Blair because they're funnier. They are funnier. I like, you know, I'm a fan of Brown, but frankly, it's going to be a shit Prime Minister.
Lembit Opik, still going out with the cheeky girl, who's pimping out the sister during Prime Minister's question time the other day, which is great. He says that it's a... No one's actually said... he doesn't want to talk about his private life, but he said it's pretty obvious that he has the support of his colleagues. I don't know in what way they'll be supportive, perhaps by jeering him.
Trying to get him kicked out of the party.
No one's called her a slag yet to his face, so that's quite supportive.
I mean, what can she possibly see in him?
I genuinely don't know. I can see what he sees in her, although she's frightening. But he's got a really wonky face.
Hmm.
He's a bit annoying.
He's got a good name, though.
He has got a good name.
And that counts for a lot.
She wants to be Gabriella Opik, which is better than
Gabriella Cheeky.
Cheeky, yeah. Here's a headline I've picked out. Two dies, hydrofoil smashes into ship. That sounds bad. What's a hydrofoil?
Is it a bit of foil?
With a hydro on it. A water-powered bit of foil, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's a bit of foil that goes on the water. That would make sense of it. Smashing into a ship, because that's where a ship goes to.
Yeah.
Anyway, if anyone knows what actual... I might look it up on Google, that'd be easiest. Look up a hydrofoil. I might do it now, actually. If you'll do a story, and I'll look up a hydrofoil.
Well, my story is... my story of the day...
This is my story.
...is that this country... I'm disgusted with it.
Yeah?
I'm disgusted with the culture... I'm disgusted with Big Brother. I'm disgusted with the whole shopping centre thing. And what I'd quite like to do...
What do you mean the whole shopping centre thing?
Just shopping centres and girls who look like that and that and that and that.
Well, Britney Spears is.
And that.
She's American.
And
here's a hydrofoil. Ah, right. It's like a boat on stilts, I think.
I'm going to start a commune, basically. This is the news. I am the news today.
You'll start, right, okay. What you can do then?
Gonna buy a field. And go and live in it. Gonna put a roof on it.
Roof on a field?
Yeah. Okay. Gonna just live in it. Make daisy chains. Invite other people to come to the field. And invite a builder to come to the field.
And that's going to help how?
So I won't have to think about any of this.
Okay.
I mean, look at that.
That's horrible. Zina! Well, I mean, what you could do now is go to Sydney in Australia. So I know you're ashamed of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So in that... Oh, look, we forgot about turning the phone off.
Hello,
etc. Well, Zina's on the phone. I'm going to explain what a hydrofoil is. I'm on the website for the International Hydrofoil Society, the IHS. It's an all-volunteer, not-for-profit organisation for people who design, build, operate, or simply are interested in this commercial, military, research, or recreational hydrofoil of any sort.
Yeah.
Doesn't really explain what it is still. If I can look at the photo gallery...
Yeah,
frequently answered questions. Maybe the question is, what is a hydrofoil? No, the first question is, why aren't there more hydrofoils?
So apparently
a lot of people do school projects on it.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm none the wiser, to be honest, as to what a hydrofoil is.
I got here for about
Okay, I'm gonna pause now because I fear this is just it's just rambling.
Anyway, because you're ashamed of your body, you can now wear a burkini, which is a cross between a burqa and a bikini. It's only really a cross between a bikini and that you wear it in the water because it's generally just a burqa. Marty Pello died on Friday, but then he came back to life again, like Lazarus. Turns out it was a hoax.
That's brilliant.
I like, maybe we should just put lots of people's deaths on Wikipedia and see how it happens, see what happens.
Well, to be honest, there could be a big spat of it now.
Yeah, damn it. Wish we'd thought of it before. Preston, it has got a new single out. I think it's called I Love You. I listened to it the other day, The Ordinary Boys.
Mm-hmm.
It was rubbish.
Really?
Really, it was really bad. I mean, genuinely bad. And then he was slagging off Niles Barkley crazy. I'm sick of listening to that song. I listened to it for ages, you know, but at least it is good, unlike any song by The Ordinary Boys. The funny thing that he did last week, I don't know if you know about this, he was on
Amanda Buzzcocks,
and they walked off in a huff because they said that Chantelle was thick.
Well, they read some of her book out, and apparently she was saying,
I've
always dreamed of buying something for Mark and Spencer's.
Quite sweet. Admittedly laughable, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Mark Spencer in the middle of Hackney. It's not that posh.
No, although there's never anybody in it. They're all in Primark.
Yesterday, a news story came out that there was France at one point said, "Hey, Britain, do you fancy taking us over, looking after us, adopting us? The Queen can be our Queen." And everyone went, "Nah, that's all right. You're all right. Carry on as you are." So it never happened, but you know the fact that it nearly happened. The fact that it was asked is nice. I suppose it was nice to be asked. It's huge.
What would you say about this little girl here?
As a little girl, she looks like she's been crying. She's got quite a big mouth.
But would you say unusual? I mean, how, you know, would you say...
It looks quite normal. Nice little girl, maybe about 2 years old.
Would you take her to the doctors? You said her mouth looked big. Would you take her to the doctors? I'm worried my little girl's mouth.
No, I just hope she's going to turn out like Angelina Jolie.
Okay. What would you say if this happened to her?
I think at that point it might be too late to take her to the doctors and maybe just get her put down. What the hell happened?
My brave girl looked like a basketball. All that could be seen was a tooth.
Yeah, there's one tooth, and then her nostrils are all stretched and you can practically see inside her. Well, you can see the nostrils are like a vortex into her skin,
anyway,
her flesh.
Anyway, one of these, you know, places where they don't have one of these places that's a bit backward, so backward that they let someone look like that before they think, you know what, she's looking a bit funny, take her to the doctors. They saved up, they had a big campaign.
Yeah, how does she look now?
£50,000 later.
Yeah. Oh.
Not good.
Yeah. Having her put down seems the simplest solution.
Her mum looks proud.
Oh dear. Right, so Celebrity Big Brother is back.
Looks very disjointed today.
I think we were talking about Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
That was it. The most exciting thing about it is the face from the A-team's in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most famous person ever in the world, apart from Mr. T.
That's not true, is it?
In my world, yes. Sort of. For our generation, though, face from the A-team, being a Big Brother, is pretty much the best thing
it's
that could happen.
It's a big deal. Still a very attractive man at 62.
Very attractive.
Very attractive.
And he still does a good prat for. He's been falling all over the place. He obviously looks after himself.
Oh, he does. Doesn't he look after himself?
I think he might be a vegetarian. He was cooking some tofu the other day.
Now, what's the Indian's name? I can't remember.
Shilpa. There's been a lot of discussions today about whether... Because Jade and Danielle and Joe from S Club 7, who I'm very disappointed in, have been picking on Shilpa. And they're trying to work out whether it's racist or not. Well, I think their motivation is that they're just she's a bit more grown up than them and a bit nicer than them and also more intelligent and pretty than any of them. So they're a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
I don't think it's motivated through
racist
means.
I think Jo's been silly as to who she's decided to be her team.
I think she has. I think she should have stuck with Ian H. Watkins from Steps.
Fucking hell.
What?
Look at Helena Bonham Carter there.
She looks like she's turned into Vivian Westwood, and not in a good way.
No.
Anyway, so what's happened in Big Brother? That Danny Tourette walked out. He was a knob.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on the radio yesterday. He sounded quite nice.
Well, he shouldn't have been such a cunt whilst he was in there.
Ken Russell walked out.
Cunt?
He's not a cunt. He was nice.
He was but acting like a knob when he went in there, wasn't he?
I can't remember. He's very old, and I don't think he should be in there. Although it would have been funny if he'd died. Leo Sayer.
He's turned into a cunt.
He turned into a terrible cunt, didn't he?
Yeah.
Glad to see the back of him.
It's like my little tiny dick.
Fuck you, Big Brother. Apparently, he's had a lot of... His website's had a lot of hits on it, so lots of his fans have been writing into him. They're very distressed about everything he said. Who do you think's going to win?
Shilpa.
Do you?
Or Dirk.
I think Ian H. Watkins has got a chance. And Cleo. She's good. She's very pretty.
She's a model to us all.
She's got brilliant hair.
She's 44. Still attractive.
I know what's going on there. A policeman who masterminded cash dispenser raids to fund his £600 a week cocaine habit was jailed for 6 years yesterday. Quite rightly too. It's not the sort of thing a policeman should be up to.
No.
It's almost exactly the opposite.
Well, there's a lot of that. They get all. They take all the stash home and use it themselves. Well known.
If you had a goldfish, what would you like to do with it?
I suppose watch it swim. If I was hungry, I'd eat it.
You wouldn't want to take it for a walk, then?
No.
Not like this man who's invented a special goldfish bowl walker.
Twat.
I know. He's got his picture in the paper, so he's a winner.
That's what I mean about this country. I mean, look at this. Linda Barker, why I need my own space.
Oh, is it because she's really annoying and nobody can listen to her annoying voice all the time?
Yeah.
Why
Amanda Holden is not ready to marry yet?
When you say this country, I think you mean the media.
I mean this country.
This country's media. When you say this country, do you mean Scotland? As well, or just England?
Well, Scotland, they're a whole load of cunts on their own. It's a whole different mood. I'm furious today, I have to tell you.
I'm glad you've told me, because I hadn't liked this. Playboy
Mucker,
founder
cunt.
Hugh Hefner wants to father another child at the age of 80. He's not sure whether it's possible or not. He's used to be Viagra, but he's got a 26-year-old, he's up for it. He said, Holly's got my heart, so she may as well have my sperm as well.
I suppose he's
beautiful.
He's not going to have to worry about looking after it, so he might as well.
He's got plenty of money. He can leave it a trust fund. He's not. I don't think he's that selfish.
Bang away, Hefner. Who's the man who does any questions, any answers?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I can't remember. But he's 62, and he's just got a 31-year-old at the door.
Oh, so that's exactly what's going to happen to me and Dirk Benedict when he comes out of the Big Brother house.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Imagine having faces, baby.
Yeah, except you're 3 years younger than that.
I thought about that. It'll happen in 3 years' time after he comes out of the Big Brother house. Although he'll have to stay in stasis and manage to stay 62.
Maybe you'll court each other for 3 years. Imagine that. I'd quite like that if you knocked on at 6 o'clock and said, oh, hi Zina, it's Michelle here. I've come to collect her. I'm going to take her to the Camden Brasserie. It's great for us performing types. And I say, oh yeah, she's just nipped to the toilet. Do you want a cup of tea? He says, thanks, but we haven't got time. I'm going to whisk her straight off. And I say, all right, have a lovely time. And then you come back out the toilet and he's here already. Your face lights up. And he kisses you quickly, but with a certain amount of passion. And takes hold of your hand.
I'm nearly crying.
I know. And you know, you trot off together and you say, bye, Zina, see you tomorrow. And I say, bye. And then as I walk home alone, I walk past the bathroom waving at you through the window, but you don't see me because you're necking over your soup.
I can't speak anymore. I want that to happen.
Michelle's crying. So easy. Somebody murdered Jodie Marsh.
Someone should murder Jodie Marsh. Let's kill her off on Wikipedia, see if it works. Yeah. Like voodoo.
Yeah, let's kill off on Wikipedia everybody we want dead.
And then one of them will die, then we'll think they're magic.
Pete Burns as well. Anybody with funny lips.
That kid. They've done a survey at school.
Lick Ferrari.
Quarter of children think Sauté is a dance. And 20%. One in 20, that's not 20%, that's 5%, I think, thinks it's a wig. But most of them do know what a microwave is. And they're twice as likely to cook their food in one or put frozen chips in the oven than to prepare a proper meal. I mean, this doesn't surprise me. Sauté is just a fancy way of saying frying. I didn't know what sauté was until I was a teenager because I hadn't even invented it then.
I only knew about it when I saw it on a menu and thought, what the fuck's that?
Fried.
Alright.
But the definition of it is to cook food in oil or fat over heat and usually till it's brown. Frying. So, you know, fair enough that they don't know what sauté is. I bet they all know what frying is. They should have asked them it in English. Fewer than half. Do you know what the ingredients of a Lancashire hot pot are?
Just chuck everything in.
No, what meat is it?
Oh.
I think is the key question.
Probably mince.
No, it's actually lamb and potatoes. Only half of children knew that that was. I think that was pretty impressive, but half know what a Lancashire hot pot is. But 9 out of 10 people in Manchester didn't know.
Did know.
They did know. So that makes sense. I wouldn't know it was in a Lancashire hot pot. Who do you think I am? Betty Turpin?
No, well, I don't know. We had a lot of mints. So I thought it was mint spam.
That's what your mum told you.
Yeah.
Have you got any more news for us?
Apparently, according to this 2-page spread, eat an apple, it'd be good for you.
What? Apples are good for you?
Go on then.
Oh, I'm scared of it. I got some grapes in the fridge.
What makes a woman steal a baby?
Is it because she can't have a baby of her own?
Just being fucking mental. My ex-husband hired a hitman to kill me. He failed, and now I look like Superman just before he died.
I wonder if she wishes the hitman had succeeded. Or is she annoyed? Is it better that she's still alive just to annoy her husband?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to exist like that, to be honest. He's raping her against a tree.
Crikey.
Do you have sex fantasies?
That face from the 18?
Well, no.
No, they're quite chaste now.
Because apparently you can find out more about a person about that than you can about their dream.
Right, so things that they consciously think about reveal more about a person than what they unconsciously think about. I would say that was definitely true. What's, was it, so what sort of sex fantasy say what?
Well, the most common sex fantasy is rape.
That's weird, isn't it? I don't think I've ever had a rape fantasy. No, I'm going to confirm that. No, I haven't. I had a dream last night. This was a dream, not a fantasy, about a threesome last night. But it wasn't really a threesome. I've been sex with someone until I used to know. And his girlfriend is watching.
Bloody hell. Did you...
That was a dream, not
did
a...
Did that happen at university?
No.
That shows that you're a filthy mare. I haven't read it. Should we finish?
Yeah, let's finish. So, in conclusion, Zena's going to go live in a field with a builder and make a roof because of this country. And I don't know what a hydrofoil is. And I don't want to get raped, thanks, but I do want to go out of the face for the 18. Anything else to add to that?
No, we'll be better tomorrow.
I hope so. We'll be
back into it.
Yeah, we'll remember to turn the phone off and how it works and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now I've got to see if I can upload this month.
I'll read a paper and stuff. That'll help.
Not just read Hello Magazine. Hello
Magazine? No, it's...
Hello Magazine? Yeah,
it's Woman. I haven't even read it. I haven't even looked at the page.
Mainly of mommy children. thank you and good night.
Bye.